let's begin again.
Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the lies behind.
Today's Marriage Minute is entitled Love Rejoices with Truth. A verse of scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 6. Love doesn't delight in evil, but rejoices with truth. Isn't it interesting how Paul doesn't contrast evil with good in this passage, but instead he contrasts it with truth? On the one hand, you have evil, and on the other, you have not good, but truth. Now that's because truth is good. But the truth of my situation isn't so good, you might say. I hear you. But let's first understand that no matter what your situation looks like, you're only seeing part of it. The truth of it goes beyond what you see. Truth has a name. It's Jesus. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life," in John 14:6. Jesus is the truth of your situation. And to the extent that your situation is in His hands, it's good, regardless of what you see. Please, don't be one of those weird, normal people, talk about an oxymoron, who are limited by physical reality. The truth is that no matter what you see, Jesus really is able to bring it to a good report. He really is able to do the impossible, to take our mess and do something beautiful with it, if we'll only let Him. That's why no matter where we are, we can rejoice with the truth with Jesus. Love stays focused not on our situation, but on Jesus. He is the one who is able to do what we can't, who can provide what we need, who can lift us up when we're down, who can give us the love we need for each other, a love we just don't have in the natural. The truth is that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So rejoice. So the question we have for dialogue today is, what is the truth of our marriage? What has God promised us that He will do if we will let Him? And a prayer for both of us. Lord, help us not to focus on the problems in our marriage, but on the truth of Your promises. Help us to rejoice in that truth as we see it come to pass.
Today's Marriage Minute was brought to you by Marriage and Family Savers Institute. Visit them on the web at www.marriageandfamily.org.
Let's begin again. Trust in Him and not our feelings. Let's leave the loneliness behind.